Bujun in den oe magani duk. Beishiko benesia que indigo. Mang in dutem. Ga osis quajime cog in dunjaba. Ga mesqua waku cogninda. Elaine Fleming indition a cause. Hello, my relatives. My spirit name is One Thunderbird Woman, and I am with the Loon Clan. I'm an enrolled member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe with the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. And I am a resident of Gamasqua Wako Cog, the place where there were red cedar trees. And it's now known as Cass Lake, Minnesota on the map, right there where U.S. Highway 2 and 371 meet at that T. Welcome to History of Leech Lake. So I'm a kind of person, I like to go through old newspapers. I prefer to read the old newspapers much more than I prefer to read the current news, especially right now with the things that are going on in this world. But at one point I got to do some research and went to the Minnesota Historical Society and spent time there looking at the first newspapers for the Cass Lake Times in 1899 when it first opened up. And so it's really interesting, old newspapers. And more recently I've been looking at the DeBargeman papers and looking at the things that happened. And it's really interesting to see stories, reading about Lucy Mitchell, an article where she had passed away. And I always remember Lucy and her husband Tom riding around in that van, and they would ride to all the powwows together, all these different events together, and it was always good to see them. But in looking at these old newspapers too, you see all these pictures of people years ago. In 1986, that's when I was 34 years old, and I was still in the military then, and I was stationed at Fort Bragg, home of the Airborne, in North Carolina. And in 1986, my son, Ngosis Mishiquad Shea Fleming, he was 1 year old. And so we're going to go through the year in review of 1986, as told by the DeBargeman. So the DeBargeman took a backward glance at 1986 and highlighted some of the good and some of the bad events that happened for Leech Lake Reservation. And it noted that in February of 1986 that the state government of Minnesota was looking at ways to cut welfare. The independent Republicans controlled the House side of the legislature and things looked bleak. Leech Lake Chairperson Hartley White and Secretary Treasurer Alfred Tig Pemberton had been in St. Paul for much of February battling against proposed welfare cuts. And I'd just like to say, you know, that thing about historical trauma where genocide is committed against a people. So that when you look at historical losses about the loss of people, the loss of land, and the loss of culture, then the people resulted in experiencing historical loss symptoms. And so that had to do with poverty. So even today, because of the things that happened in the past, in 1986, the people were poor. And so if those welfare budgets were to be cut, they would greatly affect the people of Leech Lake. And it actually crossed the whole nation because the indigenous people experienced great poverty. So in March of 1986, they announced that tribal elections were going to be made. And the offices on Leech Lake that were open were for Secretary Treasurer and for representatives from District 1 and 2. And the elections would be held in June. And then in June, the three incumbents, Alfred Tigg Pemberton, Jim Michaud, and Gladys Droulard, were re-elected. And also, they noted that Dr. Everett Rhodes was reinstated as Indian Health Service Director, and it had been alleged that Rhodes' daughter had received preferential treatment in an award of an IHS scholarship in June. In April of 1986, the Leech Lake RBC was awarded a $250,000 grant from HUD's Community Development Block Grant for a rough fish enterprise. Also, pro wrestling was also on the front page as promoter Henry S. Harper brought the big boys to the Leech Lake Veterans Memorial Building, and the Buck School held their winter powwow at their new facility in April. In May of 1986, the Leech Lake Reservation saw 1960 Olympic gold medalist Billy Mills and Oglala Sioux, who came to the Health and Wellness Extravaganza, which was sponsored in part by the Health Division. And Leech Lake was also an important participant in the 1986 Governor's Fishing Opener, which was held in Bemidji. Dolores Findlay was named valedictorian, and Lynette Morris was named salutatorian of the 1986 Bagunagishig graduating class. Oh, wow. In June of 1986, it was groundbreaking for the Leech Lake Fisheries Expansion. Our Division of Resource Management is such an important part of our reservation and nation building today and in the past. July 1986, the Leech Lake Reservation Business Committee announced that the dam and reservoir projects that were done nearly a century ago on the Leech Lake Reservation was settled for a total payment of $3,390,288 to the Leech Lake people. Daryl Hedberg was sworn in as a new conservation officer for Leech Lake by Chairman Hartley White. And the annual 4th of July powwow was a huge success. And of course, all our powwows here at Leech Lake, we love our powwows. We love to dance. And we're very well known for all of our powwows throughout the years. In August of 1986, Ted Bogda of Cass Lake was named as the new superintendent of Chief Bagunagishig School. And he replaced Ken Litzau in that job. The Minnesota Chips captured the 1986 National Indian Slow Pitch Tournament held in Richland, Washington during the latter part of July and the first part of August. Then in September of 1986, the Leech Lake Reservation stocked 500 walleye fingerlings in Leech Lake at the Battle Point Resort. The grand opening for the Leech Lake Fisheries Complex was held at the new site. In October of 1986, the Leech Lake Reservation received a conservation award from the State Department of Energy and Economic Development for saving the RBC $42,000 through several of its conservation steps. The 88th anniversary of the Battle of Sugar Point was noted in the centerfold of Debajaman in October, the October issue. In November of 1986, fires tragically claimed 5 lives on the Leech Lake Reservation, 3 in Inger and 2 in the Macaroni Flats area of Cass Lake. And John Ringel was named as the director of the fisheries program for the reservation, replacing Bob Jackson. And so, in December of 1986, in the Debajaman, best wishes for a new year were issued by the Leech Lake RBC, and the Cass Lake American Legion Post presented the Buck School with some American flags for school use. Old news, good news. And here we are today, and it's May of 2017, and life rolls on for Leech Lake Nation. Miigwech, Bisandawi Eik. Miigwech, meet you.